Natural selection. Today's topic is natural selection. What is natural selection? This is Nora Hassan talking live. What is natural selection? This is a question many people might ask hearing the beginning of this podcast. I'm going to tell you. Natural selection is the process by which organisms that are most suited to their environment survive and reproduce most successfully. Natural selection is testable and observable. Individuals in a population are sometimes different from another, and that is why some are most likely to survive than others. So for an example, the weather might be cold, so animals with fur or skin that can survive the coldness are most likely to survive. The key theories of natural selection. 1. Individuals that are best fit to their environment are more likely to survive. These are three types of adaptations which are gonna help the environment or help the organisms survive in their environment. The first type of adaptation is structural. Structural adaptation is a feature of an organism's body that helps it survive or reproduce. The second type of adaptation is behavioral, which is responses made by an organism that help it survive or reproduce. The last one is physiological, which is a body process that helps an organism survive or reproduce. Number 2. Individuals with certain traits usually reproduce more offspring than others. Organisms that have traits that can be inherited are most likely to survive and reproduce. And when they reproduce, they are more likely to have more offspring than others. If this happens in many generations, then the population will most likely be larger in similar traits and characteristics. These characteristics get passed on to the next generation when reproducing happens. Number 3. Ideas 1 and 2 led to natural selection, which is how evolution happens. What is evolution? Evolution is how living organisms change over time. The theory of evolution is that all species are related and gradually change over time. Some examples of evolving species are 1. Peppered moths, whose color changed after the Industrial Revolution. 2. Finches that evolved to 15 different species. 3. Deer mice, that are another example because they have been through natural selection due to their color. Fossils are important in evolution. They allow us to compare past organisms to present ones. Biogeography, since the environment is a major force behind evolution. Environments can lead to different adaptations, and organisms will adapt differently to these environments. 4. Adaptation. Adaptation, a trait that improves an organism's ability to survive and reproduce. I'm going to be giving you some examples of adaptations to help you know what I mean by a trait that improves the ability to survive. So the first example is polar bears. Polar bears that are white are most likely to survive because they are the same color as the ice and can camouflage from the prey. The thick layers of fat and fur are against the cold, which makes them not as cold as other bears. Polar bears also have a greasy coat that sheds water after swimming just to help reduce the heat loss. B. Frogs also have many adaptations, like their eyes, which helps them hunt better. They also have strong legs to help them with swimming and to help them while climbing. Their bright colors or the camouflage skin they have also helps them with catching prey. C. Penguins have short wings and stiff flippers that help them fly, like for flying in the water. The elbow and wrist joints are also helpful for the penguins in swimming. Their feet help them while swimming. Or the shape of their feet helps them more swimming. D. Snakes adapt to their environment by their physical characteristics that can help them move quickly through their habitat. Snakes also rely on their sense of smell and also adapt by getting longer. Number 5. Populations evolve, not individuals. Individuals do not evolve. They stay with the same genes their whole life. But populations evolve as the genes change, and when they reproduce, there are more differences and traits passed to the offspring. For example, a cat lives on her own, and she is white, then it will not evolve and change. The population of cats will not evolve and change if the cat is alone. On the other hand, if there are many cats that are white and many that are brown, and white and brown reproduce together, then there are a variation of colors, colored cats, and that will help the population evolve. Natural selection in steps. 1. Overproduction. Every species tends to produce more individuals that can survive to maturity. Number 2. Variation. The individuals of a population have many different characteristics, so some can have horns, some can have antlers, others may not have, some have that type of skin or that color of fur, some don't. Number 3, selection. Some survive more than others. So as I was saying, if we were in a habitat where it's very cold, then the species with fur or with a type of skin that will help them survive and not freeze to death are more likely to survive. 4, adaptation. The traits of the one who survive will become popular. So if the white bears, for example, survive more than the black, then the white color of skin or fur is most likely to be passed down. And more bears will have white skin than black. And bit by bit, the black will start to become less until there are no more black bears. This is the end of the episode of Natural Selection. For more episodes like this, subscribe to my channel and listen to the rest of the podcasts. Thank you.